Welcome to 7-Minute Torah. I'm Rabbi Micah Streifer. In this podcast, we make modern meaning out of ancient texts. We explore the weekly Torah portion in about 7 to 12 minutes. 7-Minute Torah is a production of La'asok, the liberal Beit Midrash. You can become a supporter at laasok.org or at patreon.com/7-Minute Torah. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for listening in. We're talking this week about Tazria, which is Leviticus chapters 12 and 13, and deals especially with matters of skin disease and contagion. It's a weird parsha, but it lends itself to really interesting interpretation. And what I have for you this week is an encore presentation of my 2022 podcast on this parasha. It's called The Healing Power of Presence. I talked about how the rabbis understand this parsha as not only being about sickness, but about how we accompany one another and how that accompaniment brings healing. Now, I did reference the pandemic a little bit, mentioning the last 2 years of the pandemic. Clearly, we're now 2 years past that, this having been a 2022 podcast. But the messages, I think, are still really pertinent. So thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week with a new podcast for Mitzorah. Welcome, everyone. If you are looking to talk about scaly skin disease and priestly diagnosis of leprosy, you have come to the right place. This week we're reading Tazria. It encompasses Leviticus chapters 12 and 13. It's usually or often part of a double portion, Tazria Mitzorah, but this year we read the two separately. Now, I have a little bit of a special relationship with this parsha, and I'll tell you why. When I started rabbinical school, which was in 2003, every member of our entering class was assigned to give one Devar Torah during Shabbat morning services to the rest of the class sometime during the year. I don't remember what parsha I was originally assigned. I just remember that one of my classmates asked me to switch to this week, and I, without looking at what the portion was, went ahead and did it. Then I sat down to look at the parsha, and what did I find? Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe ve'el Aharon lemor. God spoke to Moses, saying, when a person has on the skin of their body a swelling, a rash, or a discoloration, and it develops into a scaly affection on the skin of the body, it shall be reported to Aaron the priest or to one of his sons, the priests. The parsha goes on to describe the diagnosis process, some of the markers that the priest would look for, including whether it's turning white, whether it has hair in it, whether there's a rash. And then it describes the examination and the isolation of the patient. So I looked down at this parsha, 2003, 1 week into rabbinical school, and I said to myself, what the heck am I going to talk about? So this kind of feels like the portion that launched my rabbinic career. And the truth is, every year, I still look at it and say to myself, what the heck am I going to talk about? But at the same time, I've come to appreciate this parsha over the course of the last 20 years, in part because it's one of the few in the Torah that deals with the subject of healing. If you can wade through all of the ickiness of the parsha, the relatively foreign priestly things going on, what you have here is actually a section of Torah that describes people worrying about their well-being, people worrying about getting sick. And that's actually quite universal. We can all relate to that feeling. And so throughout history, Jews have looked at this portion and they've found relevant and meaningful lessons for their own lives. The rabbis sometimes make this parsha about lashon hara, about evil speech. And other times they understand it to be about the need for community support when we're sick. There's a section in the middle of the parsha where we see the person who is afflicted with tzara'at, with this scaly skin disease, crying out, tameh, tameh, which means impure, impure. And the rabbis say it's not only about contagion that you're supposed to cry this out, it's also about asking for support and the need to give support to someone who's ill. For our purposes today, what's important to know is that the idea of communal responsibility and relational responsibility for the sick is quite central to Judaism. We call it Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, and it is a mitzvah. In fact, according to the Talmud, it is one of the dvarim she'ein lahem shiur, one of the actions that have no measure, that can be done as much as you want, and whose worth and whose benefit are considered measureless. And I think we can all relate to this idea, or to this experience, that when you're sick, or when you're suffering, when you're going through a hard time, and someone reaches out to you in support, it helps you feel better. It may not cure you, but it does take away a little bit of the suffering. In fact, the rabbis say exactly that in the Talmud. Nedarim 39b, they say, Kol hamavaker chole notel echad mishishim betzaro. Anyone who visits a sick person takes away 1/60th of their suffering. So Judaism takes quite seriously this idea that we have a responsibility to each other to take care of each other in times of sickness, and that we have the capacity to help each other heal. And there's a story from the Talmud that I want to read to you that kind of drives home and explores that point. This is from Tractate Brachot, and it's page 5b. It says, Rabbi Chiya bar Ava once fell sick, and Rabbi Yochanan came in to visit him. Now, a quick word of explanation. We're in the 3rd century here. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan are two of the Amoraim, two of the sages in the land of Israel during that time. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba probably actually came from Babylonia and settled in the land of Israel. Either way, he was a student of Rabbi Yochanan. So he gets sick. His teacher, Rabbi Yochanan, comes to visit him. He said to him, Is your suffering dear to you? Which is a way of saying, Do you want to be sick? And Rabbi Chiya said to him, Lo hen velo scharan. I am not interested, I don't want this suffering or any reward that might come from it. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Havli yadcha, give me your hand. And he gave him his hand, and Rabbi Yochanan stood him up, which is to say, he helped restore him to strength. Now, listening to that story, we might think that Rabbi Yochanan has some kind of magical powers, that he's a healer, or a doctor, or a magician, or in some way is able to bring healing to his friend through extraordinary means. But if we continue the story, we'll see that that's not what's going on here. It continues, Rabbi Yochanan chalash. Later, Rabbi Yochanan fell ill. Rabbi Hanina, another colleague, came in to visit him. And then the same story ensues. Rabbi Hanina asks Rabbi Yochanan, Is your suffering dear to you? And Rabbi Yochanan says, I welcome neither this suffering nor its reward. Rabbi Hanina said to him, Give me your hand. He gave him his hand, and Rabbi Hanina stood him up. So first Rabbi Yochanan stood up or helped heal Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Then his colleague, Rabbi Hanina, came and helped heal him in the same manner. The Gemara, the Talmud, then goes on to ask, Amai, why did it happen this way? That is to say, if Rabbi Yochanan was a healer, if he could bring healing to his colleague, his student, why didn't he just heal himself? And it answers with a parable. A prisoner cannot free himself from prison. Which is to say, this was never about magical healing powers. It was never about Rabbi Yochanan having some extraordinary power of healing, either through prayer or magic or some other means. It was about him being present for his friend and bringing healing and bringing a mitigation of suffering by being there for him, by giving him his hand. And Rabbi Yochanan couldn't do that for himself. He needed someone else to be present for him. So both here in the Talmud, and also in the rabbi's understanding of this week's Parsha, we see an emphasis on being there for each other, on our capacity to help alleviate other people's suffering by being there for them, by letting them know that they mean something to us. And that is an incredibly meaningful and relevant message. It's been relevant certainly over the last 2 years of the pandemic, but really it matters every day. Because we all get sick, we all need support sometimes, and we all have the capacity to be that support and to bring a measure of healing to others. Thanks for listening. See you next week. 7-Minute Torah is a production of La'asok, Sacred Texts, Modern Meaning. If you enjoy this program, please consider becoming a sponsor at patreon.com laasok.org/7minutetorah, or making a tax-deductible donation to Laasok at laasok.org, laasok.org. I'm Rabbi Micah Streifer. Thanks for listening.